So we got the foaming at the mouth. I mean, literally, every time I see him on TV, he looks like he's on five hits of ecstasy. He's megalomaniac. And only time I've seen footage like that was right when the Nazis launched World War II and into invading Czechoslovakia and Poland and everything else. There's famous footage of them in one of their command bases, and there's Hermann Goering and Hitler and Joseph Goebbels, and they're all rubbing their hands together going, and they're all, and then you're like, God, that looks like cartoon characters. And because everything was going their way then, a few years later, they didn't look so happy. And I, when I see our own war planners and military, they're very serious about it all, and that's good. But when you watch the Israelis, I mean, it's like what you do to piss people off. And I got that coming up, clips of that next segment. Netanyahu was like, yeah, I run Trump. And Ben-Gavir's storming with 4,000 plus Israelis, the third most holy site of the Muslims, not letting them go in the building and stomping all over everything. And Ben-Gavir's laughing and hopping up and down in between tours of death chambers he's built and crocodile moats for prisoners to be fed to. I mean, it's like, what? It's like, I read this stuff and watch these newscasts and go, is this real? He's like, we will burn all of Lebanon. We will kill all of them. We're taking it all. Ha, ha, ha. And you got the U.S. ambassador from Israel. Huckabee going, yeah, Israel can take it all. Take the whole Middle East. Ha, ha, yeah. With us fighting to give it to you. And the Israeli minister, yesterday we played the clip, and the day before, Smotrich. And he's just like, this is ideal. The Americans are paying for it all, doing it all, and we don't have to do any of it. And it's the straits closed, and it's destroying Iran's economy. And the rest, too, buddy. But you don't care. And now you pass the NDAA into the Senate to merge their military. I just cannot get over it. And there's this non-false equivalence thing where, well, what are you for, Mondami? Are you for the Muslims? Are you for the Shiites? And no. I said when this started 146 days ago, I said if I could hit a button and send the mullahs and their 12th imam to the Phantom Zone, you know, like Superman, when they send General Zod off or to Mars, I'd hit the button. And I said if it falls in 4 days or even a month, like Trump says, I will get Dom Perignon. I only do that when Trump's won a few elections. I'm not even a big champagne guy anyways. I would get champagne out. And I would drink it on air. But I said, we're not going to be popping champagne, boys. And we're not. So we're talking to military veterans, current, active duty, you name it. I understand active duty is just like, we're not getting into politics. We're doing what we're told. That's how you're trained. That's how military has to run. I get that. But you also need to not follow illegal orders, like they tell you to turn your guns on law-abiding citizens or something. You understand at that point, you don't follow the orders. If Trump ordered a preemptive nuclear strike on a country, I would hope the vice president would come out and give a speech, a press conference, and say we have to remove the president, 25th Amendment. I mean, I would think Trump would need to be restrained from that. Because God knows what they're giving him, what he's on, whatever's happening, he's a different guy. And it's a war crime, and it's insane. It'll get us all killed. And the Democrats were all, oh, he's going to do domestic police state. We got to have the generals revolt against him. That was a coup. That was a plan. We exposed it. O'Keefe Media Group got undercover stuff. That's them wanting to be dictators. That's them wanting total control. They always wanted the military domestically for gun confiscation. The militaries who blew the whistle to us, we broke most of that stuff. In the Obama administration and the Clinton administration before that. I literally, because we were a big show, I'm not bragging, it's just, I'd say we broke 70% of all those big stories. The manuals, the training, the military training to go house to house taking guns. And people are like, oh, I'm ready to take them on. I'm like, the military gave it to us. Okay, they're good. But we do have to start talking about if Israel completely takes over our government, which is happening, how do we respond to that and how do we deal with it with an illegal coup? Because I don't care if they say it's the law. If the Senate passes that we merge with Israel, the Supreme Court needs to block that. But they're so controlled, they'll probably certify it. And, you know, I think Trump has not stood in the way of it. I think he's...
These specimens have been specifically calibrated for the spread of Alpha Gal, a permanent curse on those who feast on the flesh of mammals. Real meat is finished. My ticks and mosquitoes will make sure of it. Eat the synthetic slop or starve.
Looks tasty, doesn't it?
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Sad to see our troops coming back in flag draped coffins with the president and Secretary of Defense and others there. And if you think this is bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. If we go into a full ground invasion, you're going to have thousands of those. The estimates are in the tens of thousands. The Iranians are begging us to invade on the ground. They killed a couple million of each other in the Iran-Iraq war that we backed against the Iranians, and they didn't have 10% of the weapons they've got now. And they got China and Russia helping them, which they weren't really doing a lot in the past, but because we're in a proxy war with Russia, they've greenlit it all. And Iran said about a month ago, they said, look, we used our old missiles last year and early in the conflict this year. We're about to roll out our next to best missiles. And then all of a sudden, Pentagon goes, these are evading, they're changing course, they've got multiple reentry devices. This is really bad. And now suddenly they can shoot down our aircraft. What do you think's going on? Well, they got special heat-seeking missiles. They don't care about radar signatures. So, let me hit a couple of these important news topics dealing with this, and then I'll go right back to your phone calls. For everybody holding, Chuck, Justin, Dennis, Megan, and others, we're taking calls from military veterans, current active duty. What is your assessment of this? Where it's going? I want to give you the different scenarios here that could unfold. And notice I've been giving you predictions of what would unfold. It's happening exactly as I said. But now we approach the moment of truth, not just with Iran, but with Russia as well. That's coming up. But first, here is Benjamin Netanyahu. He said this twice on TV two weeks ago, and now he said it again last night. Netanyahu reveals how he convinced Trump to bomb Iran. It wasn't, do you allow us or not? It was, here's what we're going to do. I'm informing you. Says he brought seven slides into the Oval Office and pitched the U.S. on using B-2 bombers to strike Iran Fordo nuclear site. And then he brags again he got us into the new war of 146 days ago by saying we're striking, and they did strike on the 28th. We struck hours later in the morning of the 1st of March. Beware of the Ides of March. And he's bragged about that. And Rubio came out and said, well, we had to because Israel, you know, attacked and our bases were going to get attacked. And then Trump said, that's not true. I'm in charge, which wasn't true. Netanyahu is on record. So, and it's like Trump saying, oh, the strait's open when it's not. Or, oh, we shouldn't have any tolls. I'm putting $2 billion a day on it. But he can't control it. So, okay, now no tolls. Back and forth. And then Hegseth telling Congress, okay, we don't want tolls on the straight. And then Trump's doing tolls. It's a disaster. So here is Netanyahu. Then that dovetails into Trump talking about how he's going to, you know, obliterate and all the rest of it. Here it is.
אני הלכתי לראות את טראמפ מיד אחרי היבחרו, ובאתי לשם עם שבעה שקפים.
I guess I should read the subtitles for radio listeners. It's in Hebrew, so let's start over. Go ahead. I went to see Trump, right?
אני הלכתי לראות את טראמפ מיד אחרי...
After he was elected. And I came there with seven slides, each one of them this big.
כל שקף כזה גדול.
Because they don't allow. They don't allow USB drive. They don't allow any electronic devices. The Oval Office. That's the president's office. So I brought slides, one slide.
שקף אחד, שקף שני.
Second slide, third slide.
שקף רביעי.
Fourth slide.
הנה,
here's what we're going to do.
מה שאנחנו הולכים לעשות. לא, האם אתה...
Do you allow us or not? It was more like...
לא מאפשר לנו.
הנה, here's what we're going to do.
מה שאנחנו הולכים לעשות. ספר לך.
I'll inform you.
ומגיעים לשקף האחרון.
And we'll get to this last slide.
הנה מה שאני מציע לך.
Here's what I'm proposing. You have the B-2 bomber.
יש שתיים. אתם מפציצים הענקים.
Those massive bombers.
יש מעטה.
There's a site called Fordo.
שקוראים לו פורדו.
We need to.
אם נצטרך נפעל גם
אנחנו. Elect ourselves. But it'll be far more effective if you come in and simply dropped your heavy bombs there. He listened. He didn't give an answer. He said, okay, I'll consider. Consider, consider. In the end, he joined, and I was very happy. We're
going
to do the job. All right, so there you go. And it's the same with the expansion now of the war. So now here's Trump.
...cade of the Red Sea by the Houthi rebels, opening up another front
well,
in the war.
What happens? So far, it hasn't happened. It might happen. But we take care of things. If something like that happens, we take care of it. You know, we've done that with the Houthis before, and we haven't heard from them in a while since we did what we did originally. That was about 45 days of very powerful action we took against the Houthis. And we've had no problem with the Houthis. They've had no problem with us for a long period of time, including during this conflict. I think that if there is something like that, we'll just have to take care of business.
Oh, and I should also add, the Pakistanis have a defense agreement with Saudi Arabia and one with Iran. And so now that the Houthis have sunk to Saudi Arabian oil tankers yesterday in the Red Sea. Now they're sending in tens of thousands of Pakistani troops. And there they are at the airports and then, you know, coming in. So this is how wars escalate very, very quickly. Now let's go to this, NBC News. Trump says Saudi Arabia must normalize Israel ties before a nuclear deal is approved. And, of course, it's for nuclear weapons enrichment, not just a peaceful deal. That's been confirmed. But now they need to sign on to the Abraham Accords. The problem is Saudi Arabia came out yesterday and said, we want Israel to leave Gaza completely and everywhere else they are invading. So now they're agreeing with the Iranians about Lebanon, you name it. But Caroline Levitt was asked, well, why can't Iran even have a peaceful program, but Saudi Arabia can have a full-on one? She says, well, hear from her.
Ask you one other question.
Sure.
Just playing devil's advocate, why does Saudi Arabia get a civilian nuclear deal, but Iran doesn't get a civilian nuclear deal?
Well, again, this agreement is still being worked out. It will eventually, hopefully, be finalized with the condition that the president spoke about this morning. But this agreement in particular, as it's been discussed thus far, does give priority access for American companies in the Saudi nuclear energy program, which will ultimately benefit American industry workers and supply chains. So the deal that has been discussed thus far and will continue to be discussed absolutely puts America first, and that's obviously very important to this president. Ed.
Yeah, thanks, John. So Friday, the Section 122, the 10% global tariff.
Again, I want to just show you this again. This is just yesterday. Construction said already underway on Ben-Gavir's prison crocodile moat. He's built a new torture base complete with execution gas chambers. He says, you'll be in there, I'll kill you. That was 3 days ago. Now he's giving tours on TV about, here's my crocodiles that will eat people. It's like a little kid. And then today, with 4,000 plus people, he stormed the Holy Mosque, and they've been talking about how they're going to take it over forever. They're just trying to piss everybody off. But here's what you need to know. New York Times. U.S. surges forces towards the Middle East, giving Trump options to expand Iran war. Oh, it's already expanded. And remember last week, Axios, which is him leaking it, it's confirmed. He leaks to them more than Fox. That's why when Mark Levin's like, we need to arrest whoever's leaking this, sometimes like, oh, it's the president. Oh, okay, it's okay then. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He can leak all he wants. can declassify anything he wants. The point is, Trump is leaning towards ground invasion of Iran. Woo! Oil prices leap after Houthi attacks Red Sea. Iran war live updates. Attacks in Red Sea sent oil prices over $100 a barrel. Not good. And we wargamed all this. We predicted all of this. We said this is where it would go. This was all wargamed out. You know where it goes next? I'm going to be getting to some of that. This is a big deal, but let's go back to your phone calls now. Let's go to Chuck in Oregon. He's Army. Chuck, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
Former Army, just for clarification there, I didn't want to mislead anybody.
Stolen Valor, you were MacArthur in World War II, and you're also the head of Space Command. When people just say they were in the Army, they were in the whatever, if you want that specific, say, I'm not in the Army anymore, and I'll say that, but we don't have to do the thing where we're Stolen Valor, and I'm really the head of Space Command. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Look, everything right now that's happening is confirming this whole ground invasion, the more likelihood. When we're hearing about bombs being dropped on this infrastructure, like bridges and roads and things like that, that's what we call battlefield preparation. They're going to have to figure out a way to isolate the area that they're going to occupy, so they don't have the ability to put reinforcements in where the U.S. troops are going to occupy in Iran. So that absolutely confirms what you're saying. We're not just going out there bombing bridges. I don't believe that. There's a reason why we're doing that, and it's to restrict Iran's ability to move around on the battlefield.
Absolutely, and they're blowing up some of the biggest bridges in Asia there, and then all sorts of other little sub ones and little ones. And Trump is saying he's thinking about an invasion of Kurg Island, and then we'll get a bunch of troops killed there and Marines. Then we'll have to, now we got to take all of the Strait of Hormuz. The Pentagon has said at least 100,000 troops to go into the Strait of Hormuz. I mean, that's a gigantic armed camp. I mean, what do you think about the prospect of that?
Well, it's kind of interesting that the foreshadowing back in, I think it was November 2023, right after Iran, a few months after Iran joined the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, we saw this this response from the Houthi rebels in the Red Sea when they took over the, I believe it was the Galaxy Leader, which is a car carrier. And that was the scenario when there was a special forces unit that dropped off on the ship. And I think that was a clear indicator of where this was going to go back then. So I think we can see more stuff like that, more propaganda, more military. You just mentioned Pakistan going into that region now. I think the decision has already been made, and we're just kind of sitting back watching all of the different acts play out before we get to the real avalanche, as you stated.
Well, no one denies that, half a million troops to actually take all of Iran or more? And that's even if we send in the Marines thereby and just lower the artillery down and just roll forward, flattening everything. It's going to be, 4,500 square miles versus 140 square miles like Gaza. The fighters are way more, 93 million people, millions of fighters. I mean, I've tried to do estimates and talk to military planners. I know they say nobody knows, but taking on Iran is conservatively 100-plus times worse than, Gaza just at a ground war, guerrilla warfare level, probably 500,000 times. My God. I mean, this is, you talk about biting off more than we can chew. Took 110,000 Marines and sailors to take Iwo Jima, defended by 23,000 Japanese. We lost 25,000 people died there. That's just one island with the Japanese that had, tanks that were like tinker toys and, small arms and grenades. I'm not some infantry war planner, but I've studied it. I mean, this sounds undoable other than carpet bombing them with hydrogen bombs. What do you say?
Well, I say that I don't see a march to Tehran. I see just an occupation of the area where we can establish control over this, all of the different waterways over there to include the Red Sea, and do maybe a multi-operational, set up multi-bases over there for the foreseeable future until we can come up with a plan. But then we've got the other problem with the likelihood of one of the callers was saying about a attack, possibility of an attack on the homeland, God forbid. I believe that something like that is probably going to happen after the election because they want to see the political climate in the United States deteriorate to the point where there's going to be a change of government, which is, if they do it after the election, it's going to force the Democrats to react militarily or be in a position where if so, it's just another way to weaken our system over here.
There's that angle, or Israel's been saying, oh, it would sure be nice to have a new 9/11. They could even false flag as a way to get everybody behind full war. I could see both scenarios. Yeah. I could see both.
Sir. Yes, sir.
But let's pull up the topography of Iran and the Strait of Hormuz and that whole sea there. I mean, what is that, like 100 kilometers or more long? And if we pull that up, that's Yemen and the Red Sea. But if we go back to Iran... If that's all sheer mountains and military bases, and they're dug in. And again, if you're a TV viewer and don't know your maps, you see that horn sticking up there out of the UAE and out of and Saudi Arabia up there in the lower left-hand corner, and then that's Iran right there with all the mountains around. It looks like Mordor. Okay, well, that little dimple you see going in there, that's the Strait of Hormuz and all those islands. That's some of the most armed areas in the world. That's the 18 miles between that point and the Iranian side of the strait. If we try to all the way up that sea, secure that, and that is what Trump's talking about, starting with Kirk Island, which is like 1% of the real estate or less, that is still, again, the Pentagon leaked over 100,000 troops just for the strait. And then you've got the Iranians that are going to continue to attack out of those mountains onto those bases. And sure, the attack helicopters, the Apaches, the Super Cobras, and all of them will be there, and the A-10s and the rest of it, but it's still going to be a high casualty, serious, good old fashioned toe-to-toe war. Do you agree with that statement? You dropped. So, yeah, even, and that was the scenarios, that's the limited one. That's the limited scenario, and then the strait will still stay closed because they can attack from those mountains. And then now we're going to send troops into the mountains over hundreds and hundreds of square miles. It's thousands of square miles total. But I just, the Pentagon's told Trump don't do it. So that's where we are. Up next here, Megan in Michigan has been affiliated with the Air Force. Go ahead, Megan, you're on the air.
Hey, it's actually Kristen Megan, longtime friend of the show and military whistleblower. I don't want to take up too much time because I was not intel or combat, but I am still very much connected due to OPSEC. I can get specific to people who are there in theater right now on active duty and as contractors. And several reached out to me actually this morning, very pissed off about Section 219 of the NDAA. And they're very much starting to realize that the Israel lobby and the IDF and the Israeli government are hijacking our military. And I cannot tell you, Alex, what it's doing to their mental health. They've had attempted suicides on some of the ships. Some of them are 15, 16 years in and don't even want to finish their 20 years for retirement. They feel completely betrayed. And they have found out in Moss that we have no business being over there. And we're supposed to have the strongest military. What we're doing to them mentally, it's not that they're cowards and they're afraid. They realize that we're fighting a war we should not have our hands in. And you know all about blowback, Alex. You've been talking about that for years. This is destabilizing our military, and we are not winning.
And it's costing billions of dollars a day, and now Trump's accelerating the buildup of forces in the area, saying he's leaning towards ground invasion. And I mean, this is a regional war. You had Russia and Ukraine in. It's global now. And it's an energy war, and then Russia's very close to hitting NATO countries, and then if NATO decides to strike inside Russia again, then it's going to be tactical nukes, and in a matter of hours or days, we're in full nuclear war. I don't see any other scenario, and that's not just me saying that. Where do you see this going?
No, I think you're very right, and I think we're very ignorant. We've never really had, other than 9/11, which I still believe is an inside job, but we've never had anything on our own soil that has woken people up. They don't realize what war really is. And we are poking a bear that we should not have poked. And as you know, this is all about the Greater Israel Project and hearing young military members that are 20, 21 years old use this term to me is very eye-opening. And they voted for Trump. They went into the military because the Biden administration, they didn't want to go in during that time because of the mandates and everything else. Now they feel so betrayed. They're not even angry. Alex, they're sad. This is so hard to see.
I mean, I'm sad. I'm sad, too, and I appreciate your call. That's what I'm getting from active duty. But, again, I'm not trying to give Israel advice on how to sell us war. It's already happened. You have all these top ministers saying, we're greater Israel, we're going to kick everybody out of Lebanon, burn the whole country down, we're going to blow up the Al-Aqsa Mosque, now they've stormed it. Look, we got crocodile pits and torture chambers and death chambers, ha ha ha, and beating up peaceful detainees, bringing rice to the Gazans. And I mean, the head guy, the head of intelligence, fat guy slapping people and giggling and laughing with guys with machine guns laughing. I mean, they act like droogies out of Clockwork Orange or something. I mean, they act like gang members. Probably not playing knockout game. They're like they're raping people, raping men on camera. And the Israeli government goes, well, what's the big deal? Raping men. And they had Knesset members on TV going, good, I'm glad we're raping them. It's like, what? Even if it's the worst person, you don't get down on their level and rape them. It turns out they're like innocent detainees and then the men are raping them on camera. And it's like, what? I never even showed that on air. If I wanted to demonize Israel, it's so easy. But Israel's demonizing itself and being as provocative as possible. While they say we control your Congress and while they just passed the NDA out of the House to take over our military and intelligence. And so they're crapping on us, rubbing it in, and telling us we should just love it, and then making statements that turn the world. I mean, if Israel was just doing this bad stuff but had good PR, it wouldn't be as bad. And I'm not defending what they're doing. I'm trying to explain the wargaming psychologically. Why are they doing that? Well, you know why. They want to get everybody to come out against Israel, and they think with all the rich, powerful Jews, they'll then donate and double down on Israel, which is happening, a bunch of them are. And they think that multi-steps ahead, they're going to win and somehow get this greater Israel after the U.S. blows up the whole region. And you got their finance minister saying it 2 days ago, how great this is. And it's horrible. It's absolutely insane and demonic. And then it's going to cause all these Islamic refugees, and they're all going to come over here, and they're absolutely out of control. And Mondami is a big, you know, hardcore Shiite. Despite all his liberal fake act, they have an actual sect that does that to deceive. I mean, he's one of their brain bugs. He's a Starship Troopers analogy where, you know, you get the regular insects and you get the brain bug. Gotta capture a brain bug. We got a brain bug as the mayor of London, and a brain bug is the mayor of New York, and they got brain bugs as the mayor of up in Dallas. I mean, it's just brain bugs everywhere. And they're armies of warrior ants, to use the Starship Trooper analogy, and I'm getting tired of it. Lot of bugs around here. And Israel's opened the gates to them for us, not them. All right. I'm going to take some more calls. I'm going to get into scenarios when we come back. And a lot of other clips I haven't gotten to yet. Stay with us and please share the live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X. There's a massive sale going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Huge. Ultimate summer sale. 50% off Ultimate Power, Freedom, Mango, and Patriot Punch. If you loved Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy, this is basically the same formula, but even stronger with some other ingredients added that make it even better. Time-released with all the key minerals and vitamins and cofactors. It is incredible. Methylene Red Capsules. This is a proprietary product that goes with Methylene Blue, but by itself supercharges your cells and your whole body as a stimulant, but doesn't feel like one with no letdown. It would take an hour to get into Ultra Methylene Red. The capsules are now in Ultimate Methylene Red. I should spend 5 minutes just telling you what this does. Go read the ingredients. Ask ChatGPT or Grok about it. Ask them what these things will do for you. In fact, I did this with the Methylene Red when it came out 6 months ago. I want to do that again and just show you what it says about it. I mean, this is high-end stuff at a low price. You can get it for 50% off right now, Methylene Red Capsules, introducing those. Mind-fueled nootropic energy shots, all 50% off. 40% off zeolite tincture, detoxifying, upper spike protein, and it's good for your whole body getting heavy metals out. Methylene Blue Tincture, 40% off. CMOS gummies, 40% off. Shilajit gummies, 40% off. Methylene blue gummies, 40% off. Ultimate chill, which is the kava and all the rest of it. You'll be totally calm, but also focused. That goes great with ultimate energy. You stack them. And a whole bunch of other big discounts as well. 30% off all apparel. Most of the apparel has like a 75% markup. If it's a small, it costs less, so it's 100%. When you buy like an XXL, it's less than 100% markup. It's like 75%. So when you have 30% off on the apparel, we're making like $5 on it. The widest selection of Patriot shirts of every different design, configuration. It is the widest selection. It's over 800 different shirts. It's ridiculous. The new line that I designed is, I think, pretty good. Rebel Scum since 1776. The Betsy Ross flag, less 1984, more 1776 in muscle shirts. Whole bunch of other really cool stuff now at thealexshowstore.com. I love this lightweight so-called dress shirt, but it's a very special type of shirt from a great manufacturer. It's super lightweight, amazing. We now have the boxer shorts, and they're not boxer like underwear. You know, the classic boxer shorts that aren't long and aren't short. They're just kind of medium. They're my favorite type. I picked these out. I picked the brand. I said, this is the type of short I like. And it's you know, what everybody I see wears at the gym. I mean, it's just that they're great. And it's got a ring of stars with 1776 on the right hip. Very clean, very nice. We're adding a lot of new apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. And every order right now, and it's about to end in the next few days, gets a free mystery t-shirt. You just put your size in, you get a free mystery t-shirt with every order that's $29 or more at thealexjonesstore.com. That is a hell of a deal right now. We have all these pure Americana beauties. We've got the new white trash collection that we should pull up and show people. That's what I'm calling it, because I always see truckers and stuff wearing it. I mean that affectionately. But it's, you know, a beautiful Daisy Duke or beautiful blonde, beautiful brunette, you know, with 1776 across it, Texas flag, Rebel flags, American flags, Gadsden flags. We got a whole bunch of these Texas Rebel limited edition vintage style t-shirt. I love it. These are obnoxious. If you're going to go big. There's a whole line of those bad boys with the beautiful ladies on them right now at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the very best shower filters with the highest ratings, cutting out the most garbage at the lowest price. We've got the silver collectible 250-year anniversary with the amazing, my favorite cross, Jerusalem cross. Those are going to be gone soon. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And you stand with us, and you know that all the great work we're doing is because of you. You are the reason we're here. You are the InfoWar. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Notice, you're a regular listener, what I said in the months before this war, what I said last year with Midnight Hammer, that was preparatory for Israel to strike first to drag us into full war, that is easy to analyze. A lot goes into it, but it's guaranteed. And of course, I was the panicker. I was the liar. No, don't oppose a war. There's not a war coming. They know full well it was. There's a lot of factors that go into it. We want to cut off the Chinese, the IMEC corridor. Want to keep the dollar propped up. Israel wants living space in greater Israel. and to control all the new pipelines and things coming through, and they want that to be the new juncture, not China. And it really does come down to the British Empire remnants with the globalist Zionist combine, Rothschild combine, that is in competition with the Chinese. Now, they'd been merged in the globalist system until about 19 years ago. That's when the rift happened. China double-crossed them. Now it's running its own project to take over the world. And that's what China says on their national TV. And that's what the CFR talks about, and BlackRock's bet on China. Now they're acting like they're with the Zionist combine. It's a coalition of what's left of the U.S. and the rest of it. But it really is the Zionist lobby, and they're half the billionaires in the world are Jewish, and most of those support it. And Israel talks about that and how they've got this power. And it's just the reality of it. And then you've got the mentally ill people that absolutely just everything has to be Israel. I mean, Israel's out of control. It's doing bad stuff. We're opposing it. It's trying to take over our military and intelligence. We're covering real stuff. But if somebody slips on a banana peel, we're not going to say it's the Israel lobby. And there's a lot of people in Israel don't like this. A lot of Jews don't like it. I'm just stating it like it is. I'm not an apologist for anybody. I just cover what the reality is. But I see huge pushback without even looking on X. Just everywhere. Oh, look, Jones is making up the China thing. Oh, God, he's dumb. You understand. I can play you, and Harris has been doing it. I didn't ask him to defend me. Chinese top ministers and generals on national TV saying everything I'm saying. And China talks about, we respect the Zionists and the Jews. Ha ha. But our plan is working, and in the end, them and America will lose. Then you have a bunch of the Israel lobby going, oh, we're done, with America. And it's really the old Rome, and will be the center of the world, not China and not America. And it's in the Jerusalem Post, and it's in their newspapers. And I'm just like, they're all talking about it. And then people that love Adolf Hitler and think he was a Christian and think he didn't start World War II, they don't know anything. They think Stalin worked for the Jews, these people. And they then literally don't know China controls 97% of rare earth minerals. They literally don't know China's building bases everywhere. They literally don't know they own about half the Democrats. So the Republicans are pretty much owned by the Zionist lobby. And then the Democrats are owned partly by that, but mainly by China. And, I mean, that's like a fact. It's like saying the Atlantic Ocean is east of New York City. And they're like, no, it's not. It's like they're obsessed with the Pacific Ocean. So I talk about the Atlantic Ocean, they go, why are you covering up the Pacific Ocean? It's insane. It'd be like if you were obsessed with dogs, and then I said cats also exist, you go, no, they don't. It's like this shirt is blue. No, it's not. And I'm not even mad about the criticism. The level of mental illness, and because it has nothing to do with lessening bad things Israel's doing, to know that the Chi-Coms are the other big giant thing trying to take over. And our own elites and big tech are double dealing with China and the Western globalist lobby to bring in all this control and the cashless society and the central bank digital currencies and kill switches in all your appliances and your cars and just all of this. And I cover anything predatory, anything threatening humanity. Poison shots, big pharma, we expose it. That's what we do. And I mean, I remember, and I'm going to go back to calls. I remember, this is important because it's mental illness. I remember back when I could interview Admiral Moore, who ran the Moore Commission on the USS Liberty, and all these people that were on the government inquiry run by these admirals. And I mean, I was able to interview most of them. And they would always come on right before they died and spilled their guts. I mean, I interviewed Moore probably like 10 times for over a few years. But then it was one time he's like, comes on and just spills his guts, and then like dead a week later, heart failure. It was constant. And I've had more people on from the Liberty than anybody else because most of them are dead. And they would all explain, no, LBJ put the ship out there with Israel to sink it premeditatedly and to go to war with Egypt and then with the Russians. It was Gulf of Tonkin 2.0 or Operation Northwoods 2.0. And I would get flooded with, why are you covering for Israel? Our government wouldn't be involved in that. It takes not 1% away from Israel attacking our ship and trying to sink it to blame Egypt that it was totally premeditated, sent there. I had the head of the Liberty Group on just a few weeks ago. He's like, of course, they all know that. It came out in congressional reports. And I talked to the son of the admiral that, you know, where his dad told him, yeah. And before he died, he spoke out. And LBJ came on, you know, the line. And the idiots go, there was no lines on ships. Yeah, there were. Radio phone couplers and satellites. It's a congressional record. And he said, I want that damn GD ship on the bottom. We don't embarrass our ally and turn the planes back twice. My point is that right there. Like, that's what happened. That's what the survivors told me. That's what came out. And when I had those guests on, they go, look, he's covering up for Israel. It has nothing. It shows it was premeditated, set up from the beginning. But you don't want to admit our government does evil stuff too, see? Because only Israel can do bad, and that's the mental illness. If you approach this like governments are out of control, you've had some good governments in Israel, some bad, this one's really bad, let's all come together and oppose it, and if you do it in a Hitler uniform, it's not effective. It's just not effective. And it's the serious ignorance of the low IQ anti-Semites. Hitler was a Christian. No, he hated Christians, on record. It was like Fuentes was telling the story about Brazarian, and he's like, you know, Hitler was going to go in and take over all the Slavic countries and for living space, Lebensraum, and kill them. And Brazarian goes, that's a Jewish lie. He goes, no. He wrote it in Mein Kampf. And Brazarian didn't even know what Mein Kampf was. You know, book written by Hitler in 1928 when he was in prison after the failed Munich beer hall putsch. You even know what a putsch is? You don't. So, again, I keep projecting intelligence onto people. Israel's going to end up destroying itself out of all this, and it's completely doubled down, and they know that. So why not just go totally crazy? That's where Israel is. The Muslims are completely stirred up and out of their minds, and the Shiites think that they need to cause the end of the world for the Messiah to come, the 12th Imam. The Christian Zionists want the end of the world and think they're making Jesus come back. They're completely insane. And you've got all these pissed off Muslims they brought in. We got 45 times the Muslims in the West that we had before 9/11. You've got Satanism and the left running around crazy everywhere. You have global debt at a maximum point, the bubble about to break. And Trump had a real stabilization plan to fix all this. That's why I was so ecstatic. And now he's gone completely sideways and is publicly saying, I'm leaning towards total invasion of Iran. And yeah, we may use nukes. I mean, we're talking end of the world potential here stuff, okay? I mean, if there was a one chance out of 10 this would cause a nuclear war, I'd be upset. It's more like 50-50 right now on the current road. I could go out to my car today and point GPS to, you know, the main ranger office at the south rim of the Grand Canyon. And I could probably, if I didn't sleep, be there in 24 hours. And I could follow the GPS right till I went off the cliff and fell 5,000 feet. So I'm not saying we're going to drive off the cliff, but I mean, we're not in Austin just starting out in the Winnebago to go run off the cliff, plotting the GPS to the cliff. We're turning on the road to Flagstaff about an hour and a half away from the cliff. I mean, we're turning the RV up the hill, going to Flagstaff, maybe stop at the gas station, gas up. Hour and a half from now, we can be driving over the edge of the cliff. And then pretty soon, we're going to be at the park entrance. And then pretty soon, we're going to be driving up to the cliff. There's the big bend. I mean, you know, there's the big canyon. Oh, yeah, Grand Canyon. We're all dead. I don't know what to say anymore. I'm just beside myself. All right, I said I'd go to all these clips again to scenarios, too. That's just... And I got clips that make Trump look so bad. I mean, flip-flopping the last few weeks over and over again. Heg Seth. And the point is, the whole world sees this. And more foaming at the mouth by the Israelis. And then foaming at the mouth by the Shiites. And it's like watching a pack of pit bulls on LSD chew each other up. And we're getting chewed up in the process. And the pro-Israel people just want to hate you and want you to hate them. And then the Muslims want to hate you, want you to hate them. And then all the ignorant Nazis can't find their ass with both hands. And so just because Israel's bad doesn't mean they're good. And it's just a mess. An absolute disaster. And I'm just sitting here with this problem that we need to fix. And man, I talk to people behind the scenes. I'm just going to stop there. Roger Stone, by the way, is on the show tomorrow. 11:30, 30 minutes on the show, on the midterms, everything. And I just thought of people. I'm going to say I talked to Roger about this. I talked to people that are in the White House currently. Not it wasn't Roger. That just made me think of Roger. And they're all just beside themselves about where we are. They're loyal to Trump. He saved a lot of them. They want him to succeed, and they're just totally freaked out about what's going on. And in fact, we're not even going there with Roger. We're just getting into politics, the Democrats, how we can salvage something in the midterms. So many people I know are just like, they're not even going there. They don't even try to bring it up to the president. It's that bad. And a lot of people are just resigned saying, okay, it's the end of the world. You know, God helps those that help themselves. It's like choose your own adventure. So we're given free will. Yeah, God knows the end outcome, but it's a paradox. And I, for one, am not going to sit here and let a bunch of crazy people get us all killed without trying to stop it. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. I apologize. I'm ranting. Let's go to Dennis in Dallas. Dennis, you're on the air. You're affiliated with the Marine Corps. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I called in when you were talking about the United States attacking Iran again. And I told you that I've already been through that in the Iran-Iraq war. And I was in Jordan and supplied Saddam Hussein with all his war material. I really like the scenario that you used to describe the situation we're in. What we're doing is we're going ahead and doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. The Iran-Iraq war didn't turn out very well for us, didn't turn out very well for Saddam Hussein. And the other thing is that the war in Russia that we're pursuing through the proxies in NATO, you know, the old fascists that actually tried to invade Russia during World War II, and where Russia defeated them but lost 26 million people. We're fighting two wars that we've already lost.
Just say it, and we're messing with people with a bunch of nuclear weapons who are willing to lose 26 million people, and they killed 24 million Germans. Exactly. You know, I see it all the time trying to make Trump prideful or whatever, and they'll have like Mark Levin or Netanyahu going, boy, you Americans sure kicked them Nazis' asses. And look, both my grandfathers almost died in World War II in the Army Air Corps. But 90-plus percent of the casualties were the Russians and the Germans. That was most of World War II, and like messing with the Russians is insane. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, but there's someone else that our government has turned its ire at. I mean, trying to destroy, and that's the American people, okay? When you look at how the government is running itself, it's used against the American people. So basically, I see our government fighting three different wars, one with the Russians, one with the Iranians, and one with the American people.
I agree. That's what Michael Young said. The main target is the people of the West and the world economy for BlackRock to bankrupt everybody and push us under their social credit score. They admit that.
Yes, but what they don't understand is that both Russia and Iran have alternatives. And these kinetic wars will not work with opponents. If they really get to the point where they believe that this is an existential crisis,
Iran's going to use the nuclear weapons they've got.
No, Iran is going to use an EMP over the United States and bring the war to us. Think about that.
Yeah, I don't know if they've got ballistic missiles that have got that good of targeting, but I'm telling you, the globalists might do it and blame it on them because we are the main target.
Exactly. All right. So everybody really ought to think real hard about this because we're the ultimate target. Okay. They launched three nukes 350 miles up, and everything, all civilization that we know ends. We're back in the Stone Age. your cars don't work, the airplanes fall out of the sky, that the ships aren't, can't be transported, all communications is done, supply chains are destroyed. Think about this.
We are definitely, again, every think tank, every war game group agrees, the world is the closest to total destruction we've ever been. We are literally running around with a flamethrower lit, shooting in the air in a fireworks factory.
They're thinking about thermonuclear war. They're not even thinking about, and they don't want to talk about, an EMP that will destroy civilization at its core, which is energy.
Well, there's different models on the EMPs, but it would definitely, depending on how powerful, cause some problems, and it's got to be looked at. I appreciate your call. Yeah, everything's in the cards now. And I guess I should, let's take a few more calls, and I'll get to scenarios next hour. They're just so complex, and there's so many of them, but they all go in the same direction. And I might just do like a special live report for like 2 hours tonight or tomorrow or something and just do that. No, I need to just go ahead and put the scenarios up. Then I'm going to do a deeper dive. It's such a big subject. It's so important. I kind of get up to the edge of it and just go, And then when I really start thinking about it, my brain starts racing on all the different angles. And then the probabilities are just getting worse and worse by the moment. This is a probability. Oh, man. I mean, and boy, I hate being right, don't you? I mean, and you've got all these people that like Trump going, hey, sir, you did a great job on this and that. Now we need to end this now. You know, Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly and Laura Ingraham and a bunch of others are like, it's time to stop it now. But guys, the Iranians aren't going to stop. They're a big part of the problem. And they want their own global domination. The difference is they don't control our Congress. So you have to understand that Israel and the Iranians are sucking us into their issue. But the CIA overthrew the guy that was trained in the West, pro-America, Mohammad Mossadegh, in 53. All he wanted was half the money from their oil. The British Anglo-American Oil Company. That was the name of it. I'm not bashing white people. It's called the Anglo-American, British Anglo-American. They later merged. British Anglo Oil Company. And the CIA went in there with Kermit Roosevelt and they overthrew the damn thing. And then the rest is history. And then we helped the mullahs get in 79. That was secret, but it's come out. And they thought they double-crossed them quickly, but they didn't. They weren't able to kick them out. It's the good point the callers are making is we're really good at regime change, and then it turns into something worse. They made that movie, Charlie's War. It's really good about the Afghan War. And you got the CIA analyst that's based on a true story, played by a Hoffman guy. And he's like, well, that's another thing. And it just goes, and then this happens, and then that happens. It's like, it's just ongoing. And the best thing to do is not do this and just have power through ideas and culture and industry and production and innovation, and then you dominate through that. You don't dominate through all this Machiavellian horse manure, because it always just gets worse and worse and crazier, and no one knows the truth, including the people running things, and then they're trying to balance. Like the Ed Sullivan Show with the guy with 100 plates. And it's they don't even know what they're doing at this point. And they'll call another analyst to the globalist who'll give them a plan, and they'll test it out. If it works, we'll kind of promote them for a while. And when it doesn't work, they pull them back. They thought releasing COVID would get them total control. It backfired, which is good news showing they're not all powerful, but also shows how reckless they are. I mean, I can sit around, folks, and talk to, you know, top people. I mean, Bilderberg Group members, State Department highest levels. I mean, most of the time now when I get asked to fly somewhere and meet with these people, I don't go. I just say, you already know what I say. I say it all on air. And I've been flown around and hung out with the globalists. Have you offered anything or any of that? That's happened before by other systems, and I've refused it. They literally want to hear what I have to say. And I'm like, just tune into the show. There's no point at this point. So that's how freaked out the system is. They want to know what I think. They want me to sit around for 6 hours in war game with the top billionaires and professors. Yeah. That's where this is. Okay. And they don't want to talk to me about where we're currently at. They know I'm right about that. That's easy to know. They want to know about what we should do in the future and tricks to get out of this, which is the same thing I'm doing. I don't know. But you can get smart people in a room and kind of come up with an idea, and we better start doing that's what I'm saying. We better get all the shows talking about this. We got to get the public talking about this, and not the stupid-ass World Cup and all this crap. I'm not against the World Cup, except when you're at the edge of total destruction, you can't sit there and care about stupid-ass soccer teams. Because while we're all enjoying ourselves, our whole civilization's sinking into the mud. All right, I'm going to stop. Oh, gosh. I'm going to give each caller 2 minutes because the callers have been great, but I'm letting them go too long because they are great callers. Then I'll hit a few scenarios in basic, and then I got a bunch of clips that I mentioned Glenn Beck, I mentioned Tucker Carlson, I mentioned others. And Tucker's resigned. He's like, Trump's not running anything. It doesn't even matter. He's a non-issue now. And that's what the really smart brains I talk to say is they figured out how to kiss Trump's ass, the Israeli lobby, and others. And so Trump is so erratic now that if you talk to him like he's 5 years old and convince him of stuff, even if he's about to pull out, and then the next day can be convinced to go back in. So it's only a matter of time till he gives the order to invade Iran. And I'll get into that scenario coming up. Please remember, I can't do this without you. We need to be on air to stop the next pandemic, the next poison shot rollout, to try to stop these wars. We are doing important work. The bad guys have made us the number one target to get off air because we're effective. Our guests, our crew, our reports, everything we do at alexjoneslive.com, the new network, the new studios, getting more hosts, all of it. You've seen what we've already done before. We'll do it again and bigger. But we need you to decide, hey, it's important for the future of humanity to back folks that have proven they know what they're talking about and they'll fight hard and can't be pushed around and can't be bought and can't be intimidated. The only variable is you. Will you share the articles and videos at alexjoneslive.com? Will you share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X? And will you go to the alexjonesstore.com? And, I mean, our liquid turmeric's the strongest, incredible, so good for pain, inflammation. It's amazing. We got a huge sale going right now. This is the new sale. New Ultimate Summer Sale. 50% off Ultimate Power Mango and Fruit Punch. It is the strongest pre-workout, post-workout, 10-hour clean energy, whatever you want to call it. Ultramethylene Red Capsules just came out. They're incredible. Read about it. Learn what they do. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Then get them for 50% off. A bunch of other sales, a bunch of other really great deals right now, and that's what funds this operation. Please go now to TheAlexJonesStore.com. Hour number 3, straight ahead.
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company because they're the best. And he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call, and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900, and let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground. Manufacturers, miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground, they dig their tunnels, they drive it to the refinery, they melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is, type in what's wholesale gold and silver, and then you get it from them with a little processing fee, and then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation email. You can call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.